Hola, paseros. You're now tuned in to the Adil Maaf Show. If you're born on the wrong side of the map, this is for you. So you better stick around. This podcast is focused on helping entrepreneurs from emerging markets to take their business and life to the next level and thrive globally.
Hey, parceros, here we go. It's the very, very first episode in 2022. Thank you for tuning in. And this episode is about a topic that like come very, very, very often. And it's about why choosing Brazil as an entrepreneur and like the reasons behind. And actually, like, I did a poll on Instagram, and in the votes it was like 95% or 96% voting for an episode about this, what is mind-blowing. Like, there is some real interest. And like, even in my coaching or mentorship, I noticed this pattern. Like, all the time there is this, oh, but I have a side question in here. Can you please tell me, like, why Brazil? Why did you choose Brazil? Isn't it dangerous? Isn't it... Like, it's something that repeats all the time. So let's solve this mystery of why Brazil today with this episode. I'll do my best like to explain to you like my reasons for choosing Brazil to like to live in here. Like, my life right now is in here as of today. In this episode is like 16 reasons why I've chosen Brazil. And just to put you into some context a little bit, I'm from Morocco, and I first came to Brazil in 2013. I came here to attend a rock festival. It was like Aerosmith and stuff. And like, I came with the mindset, and like, I was imagining something like City of God or Elite Squad and stuff like that. Like, I was quite paranoid, because and everyone was saying to me, you're crazy, you're going to Brazil, Brazil is dangerous, Brazil is that, it's favelas, it's this. So I came with this mindset, and it was like mainly to attend the show, because they had all my favorite bands playing. So I said, let's do it, let's see how it goes. And as I arrived in here, in Sao Paulo, I was like, my mind blown. Like, it's like New York, very modern, and people don't look like the City of God stuff. It's very, you feel European, Japanese. It's like in the US actually, and everything is very high tech, modern and stuff. I was quite surprised, I won't lie. It was a huge shock for me. And then the rest is history. And one thing is that, like, right now I feel that I'm kind of hybrid. Like, I'm 50% Moroccan, 50% Brazilian. Because, like, if I go to Morocco, I won't know how to deal with stuff and everything. While Brazil, I know the culture, I know how to do stuff. I'll be more efficient in here than in there. And, like, Morocco is a country, that I call home. While Brazil, on the other hand, is a country I feel home. So, you know, today, before recording, I mean, while I was recording this episode, I sent a message to a friend of mine. He is a very successful entrepreneur from Algeria. It's in North Africa. And like, he came also to establish in here in Brazil. He's living in a city close to mine, like 3 hours ride. And I asked him for a very quick comment, like, send me a quick WhatsApp message and tell me, Brazil, in few words, what do you think about the country? And he sent me what I'm going to share with you. The quality is not very, very good, but like, I think we can hear. And actually, we might eventually, I'm considering making an episode and bringing some various entrepreneurs to give their point of view, like Polish entrepreneur who moved here, like American entrepreneur, Algerian, this buddy is soccer, and like, they give their point of view, so you see like different angles of the story. So without further ado, here we go.
Since day one here, The only change was getting jet-lagged. Otherwise, the kindness of people felt me like I'm in my neighborhood. I kinda homesman. Almost forget the diversity in here. Germans, Japanese, Lebanese, Brazil. Oh, Brazil.
You know, guys, the crazy thing is that when I asked him the question, he sent me like a written like some response, and it's exactly the same way I see Brazil, and it's the same way most of people that are from abroad living in here see Brazil. While when you ask somebody in that never been here, you're gonna get a complete different answer if you ask about the country. Like, we are kind of synced. And by the way, as I said, for this buddy Sakar, you're gonna find his Instagram account in the show notes. And as I said, if there is some demand, we might make an episode and I bring various entrepreneurs giving like their point of view and their angle of the view, why they've chosen Brazil, some from Europe, from Africa, from Asia, and so you get some more insight about things. And now let's move to the 16 reason why I've chosen Brazil. Here we go. So there is 16 reason, and the very, very, very first one is the Brazilian people in Brazil. Like, they are from some other universe, galaxy. Like, they are the friendliest one. They have this joie de vivre, you know, they are enjoying life. You feel that there is a lot of positive vibe and stuff, and they know how to party. And like, you can go to some place alone on your own and you come back with a lot of friends and people inviting you to their place and this kind of stuff. Something that is very, very specific to Brazil, because I've been in some I had to deal actually with people from Argentina, because we have a lot of Argentinian in here, and or Chile, but they are very European. You have, you know, you feel that you are dealing with European, like the way they live, they behave and everything. While Colombia, for example, and Peru and Venezuela and that region, they are very Latinos, reggaeton and things. Brazil is another galaxy. They speak different language, Portuguese, and like it's another planet, seriously. There is the rest of South America, Latin America, and there is Brazil on the other hand. So yeah, one of the very first reasons is the Brazilian. Like, I remember first time I came in here, I didn't even speak Portuguese. I've made some very good friendship that I maintain as of today, since 2013, and we've been friends, just exchanging on Google Translator to understand each other, and we had like a lot of fun. Something that could happen only in a place like Brazil. So the second thing is that Brazil is like the biggest LATAM economy, the biggest in the Latin America, bigger than Mexico, and it's a country that is at the edge of the technology. Like, it's the future. It's happening in here. It's also like the country with most of unicorns. Unicorns, they are like companies with beyond $1 billion valuation. And Brazil got, it's the ninth worldwide with most unicorn. People are very in the creation, in the, you know, launching stuff. For example, we have Nubank, a Brazilian bank, digital bank that is now listed in the US stock exchange. They are really big. And we also here, like here we have access to all the cool stuff as entrepreneurs. For example, in Brazil, we have access to Stripe. We have access to PayPal, a Brazilian PayPal with a cooler support and very helpful, nothing to do with the PayPal that we have in some other countries. They are very smooth. We have whatever business and whatever thing that you are using or tool you are using in your business, you will find that they have an office in here and you have people to talk to in here, and that will be very helpful. It's something, it's another thing that, you know, for example, just for the banking and the payment processing, like, we have a lot of options. we don't have these limitations and this kind of stuff. So like as an entrepreneur, you're gonna get a lot of tools and a lot of things that you can leverage in your business to grow it faster. So actually in some cities like Sao Paulo is like New York, seriously. It's like New York, like skyscrapers, a lot of thousands of skyscrapers. It's insane. So in Sao Paulo, you can do almost everything just from your phone. You can order a Uber copter. It's like Uber helicopter. And yes, it exists. Sao Paulo actually got like the biggest helicopter fleet in the world. Before New York is second, I think. So you can order your Uber copter to move from place A to B or to go to some from your phone. You can rent and unlock a car wherever you are. There's an app and you check and there is some cars that are close to you and you unlock just from your phone and you open the car from your phone and you rent the car just without having human interaction. Everything digital. You can book a jet, you can book even a stripper, you can book everything from your phone. Seriously, if you have a phone, you can do it with it everything. And everything is very modern and high tech and stuff in Sao Paulo. So this is another reason, you know, it's very at the edge of the technology and stuff. So this is the reason numero dos. And the third thing, and this is a very, very important one, I think, in my opinion, is free public healthcare. And by this, I mean, like, if you are sick, you go and you get like you get a doctor consultation and checkup and everything, even the medication for free. And this is like even like people with cancer that cost like thousands of dollars annually, they get treatment in Brazil for free. Everything, healthcare is free. I remember actually I have a friend, a Moroccan friend, who had an infection in his eye, and it was something like really, really big. He could have lost his eye in it, and he went to the hospital, the public one in Brazil, and they did for him like all kind of radios and brain checkup. Like seriously, they did everything to detect what it was, and they fixed the issue and everything. And when we've been for free, he didn't pay a penny. He've been in the hospital like for more than 2 weeks. They took care of everything. And the same procedure, if he was in country, say Morocco, it's gonna cost something like $10,000, or he could have lost his eye. The fourth thing is freedom in Brazil. Like personally, like if you checked my previous podcast, it was like on you need to know your core value to find place where to live that match it, and like business that match it, and everything should match your core values. It's like your compass to navigate in life, and freedom is my number one. And in Brazil we have total freedom. Like it's very freedom oriented, individuals are respected. Like even for the vaccination, for example, like I don't want to get vaccinated, and here you can have a life without being vaccinated, and there's and even if a state make it mandatory, you can move to another state that have different rules. And like persons are valued in this country, and this is something really, really, really good. It's more, you have more freedom than countries say Dubai or say Europe right now, where you need to have the vaccine pass and stuff. You have more flexibility. And this is something that I value a lot. And we might have seen something like that in, I think I've seen something like that in, I don't know, a little bit in Thailand, eventually, a little bit. But like, for example, Thailand, you can't buy a property and stuff. While Brazil, you have flexibility to do a lot of stuff. There is a lot of rights that you have in this country. That's the thing. So the other thing is that number four is that Brazil is a continent. It's not a country. I don't consider this as a country. This is a huge. It's almost the size of I don't know, you combine 10, 20 countries or something like that. It's really huge. Like, to go from where I live to another state at the up, like at the north of Brazil, something like 5 hours flight. Just so you can imagine the thing. And this is the cool thing about this. Like there is, each state is like a different country. So if you go to Sao Paulo, you have, especially in the capital, you have this feeling of New York, the US, and this kind of, if it is your thing, go there. You go to the north, you see the things that you see in National Geographic and like amazing landscape and beaches and this kind of stuff, islands. You go to the south, some cities are, you feel like in Europe, because here it's mostly European descent in the south, so German. Some cities, like you go to Curitiba, it's Russian and Polish descent, so a lot of names in the street in Polska and Polish. So each place is different and you can just go and explore here. And each place, each state is a different culture, a different ethnicity. So like it's a whole nother thing. So you can just start traveling around. Like, you don't need to go out of Brazil. Rio, for example, is like what you see in the TV. It's violent. It's personally, I'm not a very, very big fan of Rio because it's exactly as it's shown on the media. While the rest of Brazil is another story. So the other reason is the cost of living. So if you work online and you make dollars, and you have a good standard of living in Brazil, especially that the dollar is stronger than the Brazilian reais. And like, let's say, we can say that if we compare to the cost of living, it's, let's say, if we compare Casablanca in Morocco to Sao Paulo is something like 5-7% more expensive than Casablanca, up to 10 for some stuff. Actually, in the show note, I'm including Numbeo for to check like the cost of living comparison, and then you can take your city where you live and you take a city from here in Brazil and you compare and you see like how much you will need in here. But like it's not very expensive, I think. And like in Brazil, if you earn online, say something like $1,000 amount, you can have a good basic life. You can pay the rent and have some beer with friends from time to time, like quite basic. $2,000, you can have a very decent life. You can live well, eat well, and like have activities and stuff. And what I noticed is like it's very hard spending beyond $5,000 amount in here. Like, it's really hard. You can't, except if you start buying stuff and everything, otherwise it's quite hard. Right, guys, so now let's go with the seventh reason why I like Brazil, and this might shock more than one. It's safety. It's as insane as it might seem. It's so safe. The city where I live, like, I can go out at any time and I can go with my phone and walk in the streets at 5 a.m. I can go to any place. There is no risk. There is no one gonna come and rob you and this kind of stuff, or pickpockets. Like, it's safe. You feel safe. You walk and feeling safe. You don't have to worry what is around you. You just worry about like your life, your stuff. And this is something like, especially in this state, like some people told me in some cities around, with like small cities around in the state of Santa Catarina where I'm living, people even go, like, for example, to the supermarket and they leave their car with the key inside it, and no one come and rob the car or something, what is mind blowing. And safety is something very important. And here, I believe, like for girls, for example, for the parceras listening, a girl can go and walk at any time in the streets and no one gonna come and harass and this kind of bullshit that we see in some other countries. Like, it's something quite cool. And for for example, if you go to some cities like Sao Paulo eventually, or if you go to Belo Horizonte or like some other major cities, you just need to apply the same vigilance that you might be applying in a city like Paris, Casablanca, Madrid, Chicago. It's exactly the same thing, except for Rio. Like Rio is fucking dangerous. Personally, I don't recommend much Rio, except if you want to go take some cool pictures and stuff. Like, personally, it's not much my thing, and I don't feel safe in Rio. And I have a lot of stories about this, but this is another topic. All right, number 8 is opportunidade. So Brazil is loaded of opportunities. Like, I know a lot of people that came from all over the world. Actually, Brazil is a country of immigration. Like, it's built like that. It's like the US. People came from Lebanon, from a lot of people came from Germany, from Italy when it was war in there and stuff. A lot of Jewish come in here. Lots of Spanish, Portuguese, there's even Japanese came here chasing opportunity. And Brazil is full of opportunities until now. Like, just today I was walking, coming back home, and on my way I went to a new place that opened, and it was I met a German guy. He's the owner, and he came and started his business making, it's like a bistro coffee. And it's worked well. And I know a lot of stories like that. I know even a Syrian refugee that came here something like 4 years ago. Now he's running with a Ferrari and many businesses. And like, he came with nothing, like a refugee from war zone and stuff. I know another story, a Palestinian guy in here, like he opened a whole street is full with his stuff. Habibi, the name of the place. And like, you see people coming and like just exploring the opportunities and like find it. As long as if you are smart, you will make it. It's like some people talk about the American dream, there is the Brazilian dream. And I know many stories of people that came in here and like made it, just focusing on Brazil. And then also the real estate investment facilities, like it's very easy to get into real estate in Brazil. The banks are very, very helpful, so you can leverage banks' money, and it's a place with unlimited opportunities. Again, like, there is some people, personally, I've never been focused on making a business in Brazil and this kind of stuff, but real estate, it's something that I'm into, and it's worth it. I can tell you, like, the market in here is huge. So number 8, the opportunities. Number 9 is that Brazil got everything. Like, whatever that you find in a first world country, whatever brand, whatever thing, you come to Brazil, you look for it, you buy it online or in a store or anything. Number 10, the cultural scene. So if you like, you know, festivals, we have like Tomorrowland. We had Tomorrowland like a few years ago. Lollapalooza, where they bring some big names, Eminem, Martin Garrix. We have like Rock in Rio. Again, it's a huge festival. It's famous. I think you might have heard about it. And there is a lot of things happening and all the time, so you will never get bored. You will always find something to, you know. And this is like how I came to Brazil. Actually, I came for a music festival and I was like, what the hell is this country? I took a huge shock. Number 11 is the quality of life. So in Brazil, you live in the standards of the first world country. Quite simple. You live like if you were in Europe or something, especially if you choose right the city where to live. And like, the quality of life is so high. I have friends like from the US, UK, New Zealand, France, Morocco, and they all have one thing in common. They moved to Brazil and they will never go back home or to any other country. That's how good it is. I know some that went to some other country to test and stuff, and they came back to Brazil. Because the quality of life in here is a whole nother level. You have safety, healthcare, fun things to do, unlimited options to explore, or, you know, good transportation system, amazing people surrounding you. So yeah, number 11 is the quality of life. Huge, big one for me, and like for anyone who's living in here would say to you the same thing. So number 12, the ethnic diversity. So the Brazilian ethnic diversity is huge. Like there is some Japanese Brazilian. Actually, in Sao Paulo, like more than 1% of the inhabitants, they are Japanese. It boggled my mind when I arrived there. Like I see a lot of Japanese and speaking Portuguese, and I was like, what the fuck? But like this is Brazil. It's very mixed. People imagine that people are like in City of God or something, but like, and I was imagining the same thing, but no, it's not the case. Like you have, because in Brazil, like 47% they are white and European descent, something that people don't know, and the rest is like a big part are the mixed, and then you have the Afro-Brazilian that are like a small chunk. But this is something that people don't know, because the media are showing some other stuff. So for example, here in the south where I'm living, it's mostly Italian, Polish, German descent. If you go further south, there is a city full just of Lebanese, Foz do Iguaçu. And like in my city, you can go and everywhere you're gonna find some German names for streets, for shopping, for supermarkets and stuff. Schmidt, Schlut, Schufen, you know. yeah, there's even, I think I told you, there's a city, small city that is Blumenau. We have Oktoberfest, and it's like the biggest one after the one in Germany. And like this city is known, and that part, for a lot of German descent living in there. And again, you go to another city, do you find a lot of American influence? Another, like I went to the city of a friend near Sao Paulo, everyone is Italian, and pizza and this kind of stuff. And it's really crazy. Like you have many, many small countries. You go in Sao Paulo and you find the Japa town and everyone is Japanese. It's like being in many countries at the same time. This is what is amazing about Brazil. And speaking about the ethnicity, number 13, I get asked about this one a lot too, is like the dating in Brazil. So whatever is your type of person, you find it in Brazil. Like a blonde, you like the blonde girls, or if you're a girl, like blonde guys and stuff, you have blonde, redhead, Asian, Eastern European looking. You have a mix between like Japanese mixed with some, I don't know what other, Portugal and stuff. Like it's very, very, very mixed. And people are like, the dating scene is, people are very, very relaxed and very tranquilo, as we say in here. So that's another reason. For example, Tinder in a city where I live, if you start swiping on Tinder, it's most of the time you do only right. Here, like, we don't have ugly girls. Number 14 is the landscapes. So in Brazil you can find everything, like really paradise, like islands that look like paradise and isolated, and you find no one in there. Amazing beaches, a load of choice actually of the islands. There is too many islands. Like I don't know all the islands that are in here, and like some big ones and famous, but there is a lot of them. Many, you have the mountains, you have the waterfalls. Like you can't stop exploring. If this is like your thing, you're gonna get served, seriously. It's something like, many places are so magic in this country, and there's a lot of diversity. Even snow, like the place where I live, we have snow close to us in winter, like few hundred kilometers from here in the south. So the landscape. The other thing, and number 15, and I know that a lot of you want to know about this is like the Brazilian residency or eventually Brazilian second citizenship got a lot of advantage. And when you become a Brazilian resident, then later you can apply to become a citizen. And by becoming Brazilian citizen, you get access to a passport and to the Brazilian passport. And the Brazilian passport is one of the most powerful in the world. Like you have access to, before COVID, it was like 168 countries without visa. Even like the Schengen space, you get there without no need for visa, just you take your passport and you go there. And many other countries, Japan, I think, many countries. And even like application for visa, there's not a lot of rejections for the Brazilian passport. So if you live in a place where you have a shitty passport with some limited number of countries and stuff, this could be something interesting. Or eventually, if you have a good passport, but you combine it to the, especially right now in these crazy times, like we have a lot of restrictions and stuff, having more than one passport is a necessity. So if they don't accept this country, they accept this one, you know. And some countries are doing restrictions to specific nationalities and stuff, you know. And like you can bypass this bullshit with this. So you have access to more than 168 countries or something. Plus, if you become just Brazilian resident, you have all the rights that any Brazilian have, like all the rights, and it's written on your ID. You can do anything that a Brazilian can do, and this is also something amazing. Actually, I'm going to add in the show notes the passport index, and there you can compare like the Brazilian passport with the one in your country, and also like see how many more countries you're gonna get access to. I think it's something very, very interesting. All right, number 16 and the very last one is that Brazil is crypto friendly. And I know that a lot of parceros listening right now, they are into crypto and hold some crypto. So Brazil is like very crypto friendly. It's one of the rarest countries that have a crypto spot ETF, where you can buy and sell real crypto, real parts of crypto, not future ETF like in the US. And countries with spot ETF, there is very little, I think. There is in Germany, in Canada, Australia, they recently had an approval, and some other countries, but not too much. So Brazil have this. A lot of Brazilian brokers like Mercado Bitcoin, like many. And there is also crypto debit card that you can use and stuff. As I told you, like in anything that is oriented to the future and high tech and stuff, Brazil are very advanced. And in Brazil, you can eventually buy real estate with crypto, something I don't recommend you to do because you will regret it, because crypto is the way. But you can do it. You can buy cars with crypto. Like in my city, there is a real estate agency. I shared it once on my Instagram, where you can go and buy your apartment or piece of land with crypto. And in Brazil, like we have crypto ETMs, we have like people that I know, the majority owns crypto, even if it is a little bit, everyone is into crypto. And like, if you are into crypto, this is something that would interest you. So guys, speaking about crypto, and to thank you for making it this far in this podcast, it's one of like the longest episode I've ever made. I'm dropping a crazy offer for my podcast listeners for my program, Crypto Wealth Accelerator. Like, you get either the Crypto Wealth Accelerator Starter or the Advanced for 50% off. So with the price of today, like you get the starter for $200 and the advanced for $500 if paid in crypto. And this is like very limited, like for 8 action takers. The first 8 to come are gonna benefit from this offer. Like, I never made it this cheap, like seriously. And this is why I can't make it for more than 8 person. And this is why I want to make it for those who to thank those who are tuning in to the podcast and listening. And for this, like, just DM me on Instagram, podcast CWA. And I'm going to send you all the details. And you will find in the show notes, like, all the details about all the things I've mentioned on the podcast, and also the link to Crypto Wealth Accelerator to know more about the program, what it got inside, and this kind of stuff. Like, you're gonna learn how to find the next Solana, the next Luna at a very, very early stage. You're gonna minimize your risk, and you know, you get all that you need to be 100% ready to crush the crypto game in 2022. Like, everything that you need. And 2022 is the year of crypto. So yeah, overall, that's it. I hope that you liked this episode and that, like, I was able to answer, like, most of the questions you might have about Brazil, even if, like, it's only on the surface. But, like, if there is some interest, I can go more in-depth. And as I said in the beginning of the episode, I can bring some guest entrepreneurs, digital marketers who are working remotely but choosing Brazil. And I can eventually, I have the idea of making eventually a podcast about things that I don't like about Brazil. So I make it fair. So you see both sides of Brazil. Even, like there's way more good stuff than bad stuff. The good stuff outweighs. And what I can say to sum up the whole podcast is, like, every day I wake up and I'm being grateful for having the luck of living in such an amazing country and with such amazing people, the Brazilian. It's something I'm very grateful for, seriously. And that's it for this episode, and see you in the next one. Cheers. This is the real deal. This is the Adil Math Show. Follow me and I will help you build up real cash flow. Teach you all of my techniques and give you skills to stack up. If I call you my facetto, then that means that you my bro. Put this podcast on. Yeah, we gon' cover every topic. Call it dollar or dinero, boy, we all about them profits. Me and my facettos, we gon' fill up all our pockets. If you don't believe it still, then just sit back and watch. Shout out Morocco, Montserrat, shout out Algeria, India, also Brazil. All of this all for facettos all over the world, so shout out wherever you live. Never because of the countries we cover, there's no way there's none of us gonna get rich. Going up on the wrong side of the map, I've been focused on helping our residents with. Covering concepts as complicated as processing payments. Cross emerging markets on new applications like strategy. You want that dropship, but can't got help, gon' get you a slice. Cause I be cracking new codes every day for my tribe. And when it comes to getting money, know that none of us playing around. Like making and making and kicking and better than taking the payment and breaking it down. Every day we chasing paper, making you money is what it's about. Time to shove it in the face of every hater.